The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Our closest relatives, the bonobos and chimps, are more versatile when communicating with their hands, feet, and limbs than with their facial expressions and voices. This supports the notion that humans were communicating with sign language long before they were speaking. Researchers at Emory University studying two groups of chimps and two groups of bonobos observed 31 manual gestures and 18 facial vocal signals. They found both species make similar use of facial vocal signals, but manual gestures were more varied, both within and between species. The message conveyed by a gesture depended on the social context in which it was used. A chimp in a fight, for example, might extend its hand toward another chimp in a plea for help. But the same gesture made toward a chimp with food signals a desire for a share. The findings offer clues to the origin of human language. Scientists think communication with body gestures is evolutionarily younger than facial expressions and vocalizations, since apes and humans gesture, but monkeys do not. According to this gestural hypothesis, our early ancestors could make noises using their throats and mouths, but true communication first took the form of hand gestures and a primitive sign language.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.